not every, but almost every household in Latin America has a little shrine or an altar, and the central religious figure is Our Lady of Guadalupe. In fact, they're all over from Miami South. This lady, and she was the matriarch of the family, the head mahas, and even before she would talk to you, you had to wait outside. She'd go in and pray, and then she'd receive a spiritual message that, you know, this person's okay. She believed that, you know,
God sent them there, and
that they were on a mission.
Do you have a pen or something?
Their job was to, prolong everybody's life. Now, as far as Juan Ponce de Leon goes, you know, he was a nobleman, and he wasn't no dummy. Something made him believe that story. Now, supposedly, this temple was buried like 1,000 years, I think it was, before the Spanish even showed up down there. So when Ponce de Leon came over here, of course, he would question the Indians. And the Indians learned early on to tell the Spanish whatever they wanted to hear, only tell them it was somewhere else. Like they would say, oh, like they looked for gold mostly. And the Indians would say, yes, yeah, we know where the gold is. It's not here. We know where it is. And it's like a 30-day march to the north of here. And the Spanish would just pick up and take off a lot of times. Now, they could have been telling the same story about the temple, because she told me that 1,000 years or so before the Spanish ever got there, it was prophesized that they were coming and they were going to decimate the Indian population and rape the countryside for all the valuables they could get. She told me it was imperative that they did not find this temple. So it took them hundreds of years to bury it. And now, fast forward here to 25, well, actually, they had been digging down there like 12 years before we ever showed up. The only reason, I don't say we so much, it wasn't me, it was a man that had a lot of money who was my backer in the treasure business. He supported my treasure habits here in Florida. They were going to build a super highway across the north end of Panama. As you remember, Carter was giving away the Panama Canal, and that didn't sit too well with people, plus supposedly it was filling in. So the United States was going to build a 180-mile-long superhighway across the top of Costa Rica with a railroad track and a pipeline, because everything was containerized anyway. The big ships would pull on one side of it or the other. They'd pick the stuff off and send it over to the other side and load it back on the ships. That was going to replace the Panama Canal. And that was the only reason that's why my backer, whose name was, he was a millionaire, but through a series of circumstances, he met this elderly lady who was family was digging the hole. She ran right straight to him and said, oh, I saw you in a vision and God sent you here to help us. And of course he thought, oh yeah, what's next? Anyway, he went home with them. He looked at everything they had. And then when he got back into town, and he called me up, and he said that he wanted me to go down and look at this whole thing and just tell him, you know, what I thought about it. So basically, that's what we did. And that story is pretty much just the way it happened. We got back, I wrote it. And so, also while we were down there, we didn't just do that. We met with some of the politicians, and he was talking about the superhighway, and we went to the bank, and we looked at the thousands and thousands of gold artifacts. I submitted a plan to, first I talked to the speaker.